Morning, all.
按照次序，我把按照圣经从创世纪一直讲下来，圣经中的意象。
I've been sharing this message of various visions, starting from Genesis.
我们知道，神在历史中跟人打交道的时候，他总是把他自己向人启示。
We know that as he interacts with people throughout history, he reveals himself to certain people.
当神把他自己向人启示的时候，这叫做异象。
When God reveals himself to certain people, that is called a vision.
那么人看见我们神的心意的时候，人的生命就起了改变。
And when people see this vision, their lives will be changed.
我们有了方向，我们的生命有了意义。
Then your life will have a meaning and a direction.
我们马上跟这个世界所走的路就不一样了。
And you will be walking a completely different way than the world.
我们的价值观也不一样了。
And our value system will be different.
因为我们的眼睛被神打开了。
Because your eyes are opened by the Lord.
这是神在历史中，你从圣经旧约一直到新约不变的原则。
That is one principle that's never changed all throughout the Bible.
所以我们这一年多，将近两年，我们一直在这个系列的上面。
So we're sharing on this series for the last year, and we'll go into this year as well.
那么我按照顺序的话，耶利米书讲完，我应该继续讲这个但以理，讲以西结。
You just recently finished Jeremiah. The next in line would be Daniel and Ezra.
因为这几个人都是那一个时代同一个时代的人物。
These are people of the same general generation.
他们所处的是一个最特别的，在圣经的历史里面非常特殊的一段时期。
And they lived in a very special time in Bible history.
特殊的意义在哪里呢？因为这个时代是以色列人历史的最后要亡国以前的那段历史。
Special because that is the period of history right before the Israel nation is to be completely annihilated.
那耶利米是整个这个事件的主角。
And Jeremiah is a main character in that period of history.
那么然后果然照着神告诉耶利米的话，这个国家如果不向神悔改的话，他们要被外邦人巴比伦王尼布加尼撒亡国。
And the prophecy was fulfilled. If this country does not turn away from idols, that they will be conquered by King of Babylon. And it came true.
神的那个宝贵的圣殿也要让外邦人去拆掉烧掉。
And the temple of God will be destroyed.
但是神透过耶利米应许说，当你们被掳到外邦去70年以后，你们还可以回来。
And God prophesied through Jeremiah saying that after you being captive for 70 years you will return.
那么事情果然照着神的预言就这样一样一样发生了。
And that prophecy was also fulfilled.
那么在第一批被掳的人中间有一个年轻人，他叫但以理。
Among the first group of captives was a young man named Daniel.
在第二批被掳的人，一共先后三批人，因为尼布加尼撒王来打耶路撒冷打了三次。
Nebuchadnezzar came into Jerusalem three times, so there were three waves of captivity.
那么第一批的人中间最有名的就是但以理。
The most famous one among the first wave was Daniel.
第二批最有名的就是以西结。
The most famous among the second wave was Ezekiel.
那么第一批的这个但以理书呢，我已经讲过了好几次。
I remember I've shared on the book of Daniel several times.
所以我就不打算在这里再讲但以理的意象。
So I'm not going to share on the vision of Daniel anymore from here.
所以以西结呢，我礼拜二开始要讲。
And as for the book of Ezekiel, I will have a special topic sharing every Tuesday.
所以我盼望你们礼拜二有时间的话来听。
And I will encourage you to attend if you have time on Tuesdays.
所以我在主日的讲台呢，也就不讲以西结了。
So I will not be sharing on Ezekiel on the Sunday pulpit.
所以自然而然就往下来看他们以色列最后的一段历史。
And so we skip these two and we come to the very end of Israelite history.
以色列最后的这段历史大约有120年。
And the very end stage of their history is about 120 years.
那这是按照神告诉耶利米说，你们亡国以后，被掳70年，还要回来重建耶路撒冷与圣城。
This is according to the prophecy that God gave to Jeremiah that after you're in captivity for 70 years, you will return and rebuild this country.
所以我们今天要开始讲的这个意象是接他们回耶路撒冷这个回归以后的这段历史。
So today I will share on the visions of the people who have returned to Jerusalem for rebuilding.
我们一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures together.
第一段我们要看的是历代志下。
Second Chronicles.
最后一章36章。
Chapter 36.
也就是要进入我们以斯拉记，今天我们的主题是在以斯拉记，要承先启后。
The main focus of our scripture reading today will be in Ezra, but I want to look at the context before and after.
对。为节省时间呢，我就念一段中文，然后另外一段我请 Vicky 念英文。
So we'll just take turns reading from the pulpit.
我念中文是从历代志下36章17节念到完。
We're reading, Mr. Pong will reading Chinese Second Chronicles chapter 36 from verse 17 to the end.
那么然后我请 Vicky 呢就念以斯拉记，就是接着下去，就是这个连在一起的第一章第一节，我们就要念到第五节。
And I'll read Ezra, which is continuation from Second Chronicles, from verse 1 to 5.
那我让大家知道这个事情的历史是怎么样一个变化。
And I want you to understand what is going on in history at the time.
十七节。所以耶和华使加勒底人，就是加勒底人，就是巴比伦这个王尼布加尼撒的这一群人，叫做加勒底人。
In verse 17, where it says Chaldeans, the Chaldeans are the people of Babylon.
加勒底人的王来攻击他们，在他们圣殿里用刀杀了他们的壮丁，不连续他们的少男处女、老人白收。耶和华将他们都交在加勒底王手里，加勒底王将神殿里的大小器皿与耶和华殿里的财宝，并王和众首领的财宝都带到巴比伦去了。加勒底人焚烧神的殿，拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙，用火烧了城里的宫殿，毁坏了城里宝贵的器皿，凡脱离刀剑的加勒底王都掳到巴比伦去，做他和他子孙的仆婢，直到波斯国兴起来。这就应验耶和华借耶利米口所说的话：地享受安息，因为地土荒凉，便守安息满了70年。波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说，波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神已经将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，你们中间凡做他子民的可以上去，愿耶和华与他的神同在。
Ezra chapter 1 from 1 to 5. Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia, so that he sent a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus king of Persia, the Lord, a God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever there is among you of all his people, may his God be with him.Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of God, the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem. Every survivor, at whatever place he may live, let the men of that place support him with silver and gold, with goods and cattle, together with a freewill offering for the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. Then the heads of the father's household in Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites arose, even everyone whose spirit God had stirred to go up and rebuild the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem.
我们再看二章头二节头两节。
Ezra chapter 2 verses 1 and 2.
用英文把它念了。
Now these are the people of the province who came up out of the captivity of the exiles, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away to Babylon, and returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his city. These came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Reliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispar, Bigvai, Reham, and Bana. The number of the men of the people of Israel.
那么整个的第二章你如果去看的话是如果你不想你睡不着你念的话一定睡着了下面都是一大堆名字多少人多少人
The remainder of chapter 2 will be a good reading if you can't fall asleep. It's all the names of the people.
但是不管怎么样你会发现就是神对谁回去了是清清楚楚的记下来了
But you will notice that God have written down the names clearly of all the people who returned.
那么然后你跳到第二章的六十四节
And you go to verse 64 of chapter 2
他点他们的人数会众共有42,360名此外还有他们的仆婢7,337名又有歌唱的男女200名他们有马736匹骡子245匹骆驼435只驴6720匹等等等等讲了很所有的清单都在这一章圣经里头
From verse 64 on the Lord clearly numbered the people that had returned along with servants and horses and cattle
然后第三章第一节他就说到了七月以色列人住在各城那时他们如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷
Verse 1 of chapter 3. Now when the seventh month came and the sons of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem.
所以这一段历史是一个新的开始。
So this is a new beginning in history.
耶利米那个时代结束了，他们变成亡国奴，被掳到巴比伦去。
The time of Jeremiah had ended. They became captives. They were taken to Babylon and their country was lost.
你如果读诗篇137篇你就知道这批亡国奴的心态他们失去了自己的国家在他乡做奴隶帮尼布加尼撒王开运河
If you read Psalm 137 you can have a taste of the feelings of these captives who were working as slaves for King Nebuchadnezzar.
他们开始过一个奴隶的生活
They were living a life as slaves
但是尼布加尼撒王对他们的限制还并不是那么的严厉
But Nebuchadnezzar was not that strict on these people
还是给他们有除了做工以外还给他们相当大程度的自由
He gave them quite an amount of freedom outside of the work that they had to do.
那么犹太人在那个地方慢慢慢慢成家立业买房子房地产事业都搞起来了。
And the Jews kind of settled down in that land. They bought homes, they built their families on that land.
所以他们的后代呢就是第二个 generation 呢基本上就在那个地方叫做生根出人头地。
So their second generation were mostly born in that country and they sort of set their roots down there.
神治好了他们一个病。
The Lord cured one of their problems.
什么病？拜偶像的病。
He cured their problems of idol worshiping.
你们喜欢拜偶像，好，我就把你们带到偶像，世界偶像中心发源地去拜个透。
They used to like to worship idols a lot, so the Lord said, I'm going to take you to the capital of idol worshiping.
所以他们在那里过了七十年。
And they spent 70 years in that country.
那在那里就他们可以有他们自己的宗教信仰的生活。
they have a freedom to have their own religious life.
他们就发明了一个东西。
And they invented something.
就是鼎鼎大名的会堂。
They invented synagogues.
啊，今天你不管在世界任何的地方，包括我们Bellevue，你都可以找到这个字，叫做synagogue，中文翻译成会堂。
Today, all over the world, even in Bellevue, you will find Jewish synagogues.
这个会堂制度是从巴比伦时代产生的。
That synagogue system was born in Babylon.
只要有十个犹太的男人
So long as there are 10 Jewish men,
他们没有什么任何的负担，他们可以组织起来。
They can organize themselves.
然后他们在一起每个礼拜的安息日可以在一起读经、祷告、唱诗。
They can spend each week on Sabbath day. They can gather together, read their Bible, and pray songs, sing praise songs and hymns.
那么，只有一件事不能做。
There is one thing they couldn't do, though.
猜得出来吗？他们不能献祭。
They couldn't offer sacrifices.
因为圣经里面规定。全地球上只有一个地方可以献祭。
Because the Bible has set this rule of there's only one place in the world where sacrifices are allowed to be offered.
那个地方是哪里呢？
And where is that?
就是耶路撒冷的圣殿，那个地方有一个祭坛，是唯一可以献祭的地方。
Only on the altar in the temple in Jerusalem.
那么现在祭坛拆了，圣殿烧了，耶路撒冷连根都给毁了。
Now they no longer have the altar because they no longer have the temple and they no longer even have the city.
所以他们的宗教生活现在只能转移到外邦，他们能在外邦能够敬拜神，可是不能献祭。
So they have a limited religious life in the foreign country, except they couldn't offer sacrifices.
那么献祭是什么意思？
And what does offering of sacrifices mean?
就是要解决人罪的问题。
It is done to deal with the problem of sin.
因为祭物里面五种祭物，它头三个祭物就跟罪有关系。
The first three offerings has to do with dealing with sin.
所以当人没有办法献祭的时候，就是告诉我们，我们的良心在神的面前是没有赦免、没有平安的。
So if you don't have offering of sacrifices anymore, that means that people's sin were not dealt with before the Lord.
但是他们也就只好这样子将就一年过一年。
But that's the best they can do, so they went on year after year.
所以70年下来也就习惯成自然了。
And 70 years later, it became more of a habit.
而在他们在事业上非常的成功。今天为什么说犹太人是世界商业的这个执牛耳的人物呢？
And they were quite successful in businesses. Even in today's world, the Jewish people are very successful business people.
今天最有钱的人都在犹太人的手里啊。
Many of the world's wealthiest people are Jewish.
他为什么那么会在商业上成功？都是在巴比伦的时代建立起来的。
Their business sense were all developed while they were in Babylon.
这是很久远的历史形成的。
It is a long. There's a long history behind that.
好，那么打一个比方。
I'd like to give you this example.
假设我们在座的是伊拉克人。
Let's say that all of us in here are Iraqis.
今天我跟大家说，伊拉克现在要重建家园。
And I say to you, today you have an opportunity to rebuild Iraq.
巴格达在火什么？火烧之下。
Baghdad is burning.
我们需要回自己的家乡重建家园。
And I call you all to return to your homeland and rebuild.
你猜谁会回去？
How many of you would actually want to go?
大概第一代的人曾经看过什么叫做伊拉克的人会回去。
Maybe the first generation who had a memory of what Iraq used to be would go back.
第二代的人不会有这任何的印象。
I don't think the second generation would have much of an impression of that country.
前一阵在电视上我好像看到有一个第二代的年轻的伊拉克16岁的小男孩跑回去了。
I saw on the news that there was a 16-year-old Iraqi young man who was born and raised in this country who returned to Iraq on his own.
后来被赶回来了。
And he was chased out or kicked out or something.
那么人会想一想，这么危险的地方，什么都没有，我们跑回去干嘛？在这里多舒服，美国多好。
It's natural to think that why would you go back to a place that is so dangerous and so terrible while you can live in this country?
所以你从这一个简单的一个例子，你来想一想，把自己放在巴比伦的那个时候的第二代的人，第三代的人。
So using that example, place yourself in the mindset of the second and third generation of Israelites while they were living in Babylon.
因为七十年下来，基本上第二代、第三代都起来了。
So because 70 years later, the second and third generation were grown.
对吧？那么现在如果神说要回家，回你们的老家耶路撒冷。
So now if the Lord tells them to go back to Jerusalem,
那边什么都没有。
It's a place that's completely desolate.
是废墟。
It was desolate.
你会回去吗？
Would you go back?
所以这件事情，我们刚刚读的圣经，读是很简单，就是历史这样过去了。
The scripture we just read, it's simple for us to read as if just it's a chapter of history.
但是想一想，要让这件事情发生，可不简单呢。
But if you think about it, it's really quite tremendous that this thing had happened.
第一，这个七十年要回去是谁说的？
First of all, who decreed this return?
啊，是以前一个大家都很讨厌的先知，叫做耶利米。从他的嘴里面说的，这是他是第一个人讲，七十年以后你们要回来。
It was first prophesied by Jeremiah, who was a prophet that nobody really liked.
所以你要相信这一个，你当时觉得并没有什么了不起的一个所谓神的仆人耶利米，他讲要回去，我们大家就傻乎乎就回去吗
？First, you have to believe and say that I believe this prophet Jeremiah, whom nobody liked back then.
所以。这里有一个 credibility 的问题。
So there's a matter of credibility.
好，那但圣经告诉我们，不但耶利米这样说了。
But the Bible tells us not only did Jeremiah say so.
谁也说了。
Who else said so?
这整个的事情居然是当代的皇帝说了。
It was also decreed by the king of that time.
那么，所以我们刚刚不管是读。历代志的记载也好，以斯拉的记载也好，同样都有叫做波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借先知耶利米口说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心。
So whether it was in 2 Chronicles or Ezra, this verse was repeated in both places. Now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia.
想一想，谁是古列
？Who was Cyrus？
他是波斯的王。
He was the king at the time, king of Persia.
他是照犹太人来看，是自己人呢，还是外国人
？In the eyes of the Jewish people, was he one of them？
当然是外邦人。外邦人对犹太人来讲是不洁净的。
Of course not. He was, in their eyes, a Gentile who is unclean in the eyes of the Jewish.
而且这些人正是我们的这个怎么讲呢？他正在奴役我们，我们是他们的殖民地。
And he has power over them.
所以他怎么会放人呢
？And why would he allow them to go?
我们这一群人正好是他的廉价劳工。
We are his slaves, his workers.
所以你要这一个王有一天说你们可以回国建你们自己的耶和华的殿，这个不是叫做原 mission impossible.
So to them it seemed like an impossible matter that this king would allow the Jewish to leave his country and return to Jerusalem.
所以这个后面一定有故事的。
So there's got to be a story behind it.
所以神是历史的主宰，他在历史的后面老早都下棋下好了。
God is in control of history. He's got his plans already behind history.
为了让这个当代的王，一个外邦人不认识神的一个外邦人，能够来替神发这个重要的命令。
For a Gentile king to make this important proclamation for God,
一定有原因的。
There is got to be a reason.
那个原因是什么？
And what is that reason?
我们来看 神在那个时候在那段时间做了什么稀奇的事。
Let's see some of the special things God did during that time.
那要请大家读但以理书了。
Let's turn to Daniel.
但以理书我要请大家打到第九章。
Chapter 9.
我们读第但以理书第九章第一节到第四节。
Daniel chapter 9 verse 1 to 4.
我请 Vicky 读头两节，我念第三、第四节。
I'll read verse 1 and 2, and we'll read verse 3 and 4 in Chinese. In the first year of Darius, son of Ahasuerus, of Median descent, who was made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign.I, Daniel, observed in the books of the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolation of Jerusalem, namely 70 years.
我便进食披麻蒙灰定义向主神所、祈祷恳求我向耶和华我的神祈祷认罪说主啊大而可畏的神向爱主守主诫命的人守约施慈爱。在这段话里头我要让大家注意的是什么呢？是当代的那个王，他的名字叫做马代族亚哈水鲁的儿子大力乌，这个王，那么当时有一个宰相叫做但以理。
I want you to understand through these verses that Daniel at the time was working for the king the Median king whose name is Darius.
那么这个大力乌王呢 在这个时候请但以理做他的宰相，那么但以理呢又是一个读圣经的人。
And Daniel who worked for Darius was a man who read the Bible.
他读圣经就读到什么？耶利米书。
And he read Jeremiah.
他在耶利米书就发现有这段神的话。
And in Jeremiah, he discovered these words of the Lord.
他马上屈指就算。
And he was counting the years.
他为什么会算呢？
Why was he counting?
为什么其他的人读这个书不会算，他要来算呢？
Why was he the only one who read the Bible and started to count?
因为他有心。
Because he had a heart.
为什么他有心呢？
And why did he have such a heart?
因为他是第一批被掳的。
Because he was among the first wave of captives.
他原来的老家是在耶路撒冷，现在被掳到这边来。就是有一天盼望回家。
His home was in Jerusalem and he had been waiting to go home.
那现在神说70年你们就可以回家。
And now the Lord said 70 years later you get to go home.
他虽然做人这个国家的宰相。
Even though he had a pretty high position within that country at the time.
他的心在哪里？
Where was his heart?
啊？他的心在哪里？在他老家。
His heart was back home.
因为这是耶和华的家，耶和华的殿。
Because there is the house of the Lord.
神现在告诉我们，我们的罪让我们跑到这个外邦人来做了奴隶了。
And the Lord said, it's because of your sin that you are exiled into a foreign land.
那现在我们愿意回去。
Now they want to return.
70年，好，算。
So 70 years have he counted.
他这个时候再算，大概就是过了68年了。
At the time he counted, it was about the 68th year.
所以他马上做了一件事，什么事呢？
So he immediately did this.
嗯，跪下来祷告。
He knelt down and prayed.
他马上抓住神的应许，就在神的面前认罪悔改祷告。
He held down to the promise of the Lord, and he went before him and confessed his sins and prayed.
所以你看，神的旨意要实现，神有他的旨意摆在那里，让我们来看。
So God has placed His will before us for us to see.
那么人的责任是什么呢？
And what is our responsibility?
那我们就坐在那边等。
To sit and wait.
是吗？神啊，你既然说了，你就看着办吧。
And just say, Lord, you already said so, so we'll just see what you do.
行吗？
Is that how it works?
你想，我们坐在那边，神啊，你看着办，事情就会发生吗？
Will things happen if we just sit back and say, God, we'll see what you can do?
会不会？不会发生。
No.
除非有人在地上跟神表同情。
Unless there is someone who expresses the same desire on earth as God.
除非地上有人看见神的旨意，马上照着神的旨意去干嘛？ 祷告。
Unless there is someone on earth who saw the will of God and immediately pray according to it.
所以你要知道，当这个祷告一做，不得了，天就动了。
When Daniel prayed this prayer, things happened.
你如果往下读，你今天下午回家以后，好好读往第九章往下读，你就知道这个祷告不得了，惊天动地。
If you read on chapter 9, you will find that this prayer really shaped the heavens.
马上天就有行动。
Things were happening in the heavens.
那什么行动我就不去讲。总而言之，这是重要的祷告。
It's a very important prayer.
当这个祷告发动以后，后面一件事情一件事情就来了。
And after this prayer, things were initiated and things began to happen.
那么但以理知道这个外邦的历史的这个将来，为什么？因为他替那个尼布加尼撒王解过一个大的梦，一个金像，一个大象。
Daniel understands the future of this Gentile nation because he interpreted a dream for King Nebuchadnezzar.
因为尼布加尼撒王做过一个梦，一个大象。
The king had the dream of a giant statue.
金头。
It had a gold head.
然后呢？云兄，你们都听过我讲了，不要忘掉了。
It had silver chests.
然后呢？铜斧。
Bronze
abdomen. 铁腿。
Iron legs.
然后呢？半铁半泥的脚。
And
跟十个脚趾头。
Feet and toes were half clay and half iron.
一个大象。
And this giant statue.
这是那个尼布加尼撒王的梦。
And that's the dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had.
那么但以理就替他解梦。
And Daniel interpreted the dream for him.
神就告诉但以理。这个像就是外邦人的历史。
And God told him that this statue represents the history of the Gentile nation.
金头代表谁？
The gold head is
巴比伦帝国尼布加尼撒王。
Is King Nebuchadnezzar in his reign.
这个帝国完了以后就要有第二个帝国来接这个国家。
When his reign ends, there will be a second nation that will take over.
第二个国家是谁呢？马代与波斯这两个国家来代替巴比伦这个国家。
So, who took over from Babylon is Media and Persia.
好，那么这个也就是说，这个巴比伦帝国不是永远，它只有一段时间就结束了。
So which means that the Babylon nation will only last for a time; it will end.
那我们知道，这个梦一解完，巴比伦这个尼布加蛮高兴的，这个梦解了，可是又蛮不高兴的。
And we know that this interpretation made Nebuchadnezzar kind of happy, but kind of unhappy.
高兴是梦哦，我懂了，是这个意思。
Happy because he understood what the dream meant.
啊，不高兴是什么
？Unhappy because.
哎，为什么这不是通通从头到底都是金的呢
？Why isn't the statue gold from head to toe？
如果这个金像是从头到底全是金的话，就表示我这个大帝国怎么样，直到永远了。
If it's all gold, it means that his nation would never go away.
但是很可惜，到了脖子就没有了，就变成另外一个朝代上来了。
He ends at the neck. There will be a next country that will take over.
所以他一火大，就是自己盖一个大金像。
So he got upset. He built himself a gold statue.
这就是人的狂妄。
That's the boastfulness of men.
那是题外话。
That's outside the topic.
不管怎么样，这个时候他知道，现在已经从一个朝代巴比伦换朝换代了。现在是谁的时代
？So now we know that we've already come to the end of Babylon. We've come to a new king.
马代
In the time of Media.
对，然后另外一个王就是波斯王。
And then there's another king for Persia.
马代王是大力乌。
Darius was king of Media.
那么波斯王是谁？啊，古列。
And king of Persia was Cyrus. Cyrus.
Cyrus, 对不对？所以这个时候有两个王在这里。
There were two kings.
那么他就做这个国家的宰相了。
And Daniel was working for Darius.
所以他跟这些王的关系是好还是不好
？So what kind of relationship did he have with them?
啊，当然好啊。
He had pretty good relationship with the kings.
天天都要见王的。
Every day he reported to them.
王一定完全相信但以理他的能力忠心，所以把国家的重任交给他。
And the king.Trusted him and gave him great responsibility for the country.
那么但以理是读圣经的咯。
And Daniel was a man who read the Bible.
他又是懂神的旨意梦的咯。
And he was a man who understood dreams.
他就跟这个王说。
So he said to the king.
古列王啊， Cyrus.
To Cyrus.
King Cyrus. 我要告诉你一件事。
He said, I want to tell you something.
你今天做王啊。
Today you're a king.
200多年前你的名字已经被上帝知道了 写在圣经上。
But your name was known to God 200 years ago and it was written in the Bible.
如果我对 Vicky 这样讲200多年前神已经知道你把你的名字写在圣经上你怎么想
If someone says to you your name was known to God 200 years ago and it's written in the Bible, how would you feel about that?
啊一定 shock.
You will be pretty shocked.
今天晚上也睡不着了对不对哎呀上帝还知道我的名字写在圣经里了
Pretty shocked that God knows you from 200 years ago.
那他就说拿给我看呢
And the king said, or he would say, show me.
你要不要看圣经里面在哪里说过这个王的名字
Do you want to know where the Bible actually mentioned
不但说到他是王而且说他是耶和华的受膏者是耶和华的仆人
Not only did it mention that he would be king, it was also mentioned that he was anointed by the Lord.
一个外邦王不认识耶和华的人他怎么能够成为耶和华的受膏者而且是耶和华的仆人呢
And a Gentile king who doesn't know God, how could he become an anointed and also a servant of God?
所以这就发现一切都是神自己定规的。
So you see that God had put all these things together way before.
两百多年以后的事人都不知道有张三李四王五神都知道了
Nobody knows what's going to happen 200 years from now but God knows
因为上帝是历史的主宰
Because God is in control of history
上帝这个字这个历史这个字 history 就是他的故事
History if you break it apart it says his story
所以表面看起来是人的故事实际是讲他的故事
But it's really not a history about people It's a history about God
因为他是历史的主宰他知道将来是什么
He's in control of history and he knows the future
所以他就借着他的仆人以赛亚就讲了
So he talked about this king through Isaiah
我相信但以理那天就把以赛亚书打开给他看
I believe Daniel opened up Isaiah and showed the king
所以诸位王请打开以赛亚书
So turn with me to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的四章。
Chapter 44.
四十四章二十八节念到四十五章第一节。
From verse 28 of 44 to 45 verse 1.
对，这个是在这一些王还没有出生，老早在。另外一个先知叫做以赛亚是在主耶稣之前八百年的一个先知他讲的
This was spoken a long time ago before these kings even existed by prophet Isaiah
那么我们找到的话我们一起来念好吗中文英文都可以
Let's read this together
二十八节论古列说他是我的牧人必成就我所喜悦必下令建造耶路撒冷发命立稳圣殿的根基第一节我耶和华所高的古列我搀扶他的右手使列国降服在他面前我也要放松列王的腰带使城门在他面前敞开不得关闭我对他如此说等等等等好了够了这就是我相信有一天但以理在 朝廷里头见皇帝的时候他就把这个圣经念给古列王听
So I believe one day Daniel approached King Cyrus and read these verses for him
假使你是古列王你要怎么办
If you were Cyrus what would you do
哎呀大吃一惊
You'll be very surprised
哎呀我居然那么早以前是你大以理的神就知道我了
You'd be shocked that this king this God of Daniels knew him from way back when
你们的神果然知道一切
And he admitted that your God really knows all
今天我坐在这个大宝座上不是因为我是因为你们的神主宰的历史他命定的
The reason I am king of Persia today is not because I did anything, but because your God had set things in motion way back when.
这个王他一生大概做了千千万万的事，但是神只要他做一件事情。
This king did one great thing of the many he's done in his life.
对不对？他可以做千万的事情，但是在神的眼中，他只要他为神只要做这一件，就是神要他做仆人的原因了。
He could do thousands of things, but God just want him to do this one thing.
这一件是什么？
And what is that one thing?
发命令啊。
To give a proclamation.
就是对这一群200万的俘虏。
To say to the 2 million captives.
说今天凡是你们里头被神激动的，愿意回你们自己的老家耶路撒冷建殿的，愿你们 成行，什么样的条件需要的材料我统统提供。
To say to them that all of you, for any of you who were stirred up by the Lord to return to Jerusalem for rebuilding, go, you are blessed to go and I will support you in every way.
如果你觉得这是偶然，我再告诉你一件事情。
If you think that it's just a coincidence, I'll tell you something else.
神是历史的主。
God is indeed the Lord of history.
在那个大象里面说到，这个象到第四个国的时候是什么国？
If you go back to the statue again, when it comes to the fourth nation, what is that?
罗马吗？
Rome.
对不对？那么罗马的皇帝有一个皇帝也是跟古列王一样为神做了一件重要的事。
There is one leader of Rome that did something as important as Cyrus.
No, leader. Emperor.
Emperor.
Emperor. 哎，一个罗马的皇帝跟古列王一样也是为神做了一件很重要的事，他是个外邦王。
He's also a Gentile king, but he did something as important as Cyrus.
你知道哪一件事吗？
What did he do?
路加福音，耶稣出生的时候，这个有当代的王不是下了一个命令吗？
In Luke, at the time around where Jesus was born, the king gave a decree.
该杀雅古斯都，下令干嘛？所有的人要各回各的家乡，报名上册。
Caesar Augustus.Decree that there will be a census taken, so people are to return to their homeland and to take a census.
因为当时的人四散天下，都不知道到哪里去了。现在皇帝突然间下命，你们统统给我回去。
People were all over the place; they were scattered. But Caesar said, "You are to return to your homeland, so I can take census."
户口调查，这是皇帝是只是为他自己说我是要户口调查，但是这件事情是神要他做的。
The decree was given by Caesar because he wanted to do this, but God is behind it.
为什么？
Why?
圣经有解释。
The Bible has
explanation. 这要应验圣经老早预言耶稣是要在哪里长大。
It fulfills the prophecy in the Bible that Jesus will grow up in this particular town.
他的家乡是哪里？啊？老天哪！耶稣是哪里人呢？
Where's Jesus' hometown?
啊？拿撒勒
Nazareth.
你们都不知道耶稣是哪里人呢，真是要命。
I'm surprised that you guys are not answering.
但是他们父母根本就不在拉撒勒。
But his parents at the time were not living in Nazareth.
为的是应验圣经说他是拿撒勒人。
Because in order to fulfill prophecy in the Bible where it says Jesus the Nazarene,
怎么能够让这个父母回去呢？只有皇帝下命令。
Only a decree from the king will cause the people to go back to their homeland.
你看见没有？很多关键时刻，你以为是一件小事。
A lot of the critical things you might think is a small thing.
但是神 intervene， 神来干预人类的行动。
But God intervened.
来达到神要做的一件事情。
In order to reach his purpose.
所以在这里你看到古列王他是一个外邦人，但是这个时候神为了达到他的应许说70年后你们中间可以回去重建家园。
In order to fulfill the prophecy of the Jews returning 70 years later to rebuild their homeland, God used the Gentile King Cyrus.
神先要预备200多年前先预备一个叫以赛亚的，先把这个事先说好。
First, he prepared the prophet Isaiah 200 some years ago.
然后还要预备一个了不起的人物叫但以理。
And then he had to prepare another important person named Daniel.
这个但以理可以做好几朝的宰相，他有这个本事。
That he could have such a high position within the palace for many kings.
然后他把这个重要的圣经节可以借着他的口告诉那个他相信皇帝相信他的那一个话。
And then Daniel can pass on to King Cyrus this very important scripture spoken by Isaiah.
这句话如果不是但以理说的，还没有他的 credibility， 没有那个分量。
If it wasn't Daniel who said this to the king may not have believed anybody.
然后这个命令这样发出来，全国的这些老百姓，起码那批犹太人还听到了。
And so the king gave this proclamation so the Jewish people can have a choice.
所以这一切你能够看见是神在这个历史中来做每一件重要的事，关键事情。
So you really see the hand of God in all these critical things throughout history.
好，那么下面就变成问题不是神了，神已经把他可以做他都做完了。
So now God has done what he needed to do.
现在就是人。
Now it's up to the people.
当神的旨意发布了以后，
When this proclamation was given,
人通通听见了。
People all heard it.
现在人的责任是什么？
Now what is their responsibility?
就是 say yay or say nay, 对不对？
It's up to them to say yay or nay.
每一个人听见神的话以后，都有一个责任，你要自己做一个选择，接受呢，还是不接受？
Everyone who heard had a choice to make, whether they accept it or not.
所以就着神的呼召来讲，
As far as the calling of God,
这个呼召发出来是对多少人讲的？
The calling was given to how many people?
假设我们当时的人，犹太人是200万。
Say that there were 2 million at the time, 2 million Jews at the time.
Okay. 这个话是对多少人发出来的？
How many people was he talking to?
200万。
All 2 million of them.
所有的犹太人今天在这个巴比伦，这个现在不是巴比伦了，现在是波斯帝国了。
All of the Jewish people who were residing in Persia at the time.
你们都听见了。
They've all heard it.
皇帝说话了。
The king said this.
说上帝告诉我要你们回去建殿。
Said that your Lord told me that you are to go back to your homeland and rebuild.
现在每一个人就要坐下来好好的想一想。
Now every one of you will think about it.
去还是不去？
Do you want to go or not?
那么圣经告诉我们，五万人走。
Bible tells us that 50,000 went.
那么你除一除，五万除两百万。
So if you divide 50,000 to 2 million.
百分之几？
What percentage do you come up with?
对不对？大概百分之二多一点。
A little over 2%.
每一百个基督徒，每一百个犹太人。
Of 100 Jewish people.
几个人 say yeah, 几个人 say nay.
How many of them say yes, how many say
no? 98 of them say no, thanks.
98 of them say no, thanks.
I'm too busy. 我太忙了。我还有事业在这个地方。
I have my career in this place.
我还有家庭在这个地方。
I have my family in this place.
哎呦，我生病，我那走不动。
I'm too sick, I can't do it.
每一个人都有自己的百分之百合理的理由说我没有办法。
Everybody had a good excuse as to why they can't go.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
一百个人里面有两个人会跟神说我愿意。
Of the 100, there are 2 that would say to the Lord, I'm willing.
所以你会发现这个人有一个自由意志做判断，做判断。
So people have, we all have this free will choice to decide.
今天是美国一个大日，对不对？
Today is a big, big day in this country.
Yeah? Hey. 什么大日呢？
It's a big day because
超级足球。
It's the Super Bowl.
而且对我们西雅图还更特别，因为好不容易终于翻身了。
It's especially special to Seattle because we're finally in it.
Yeah, 这是破西雅图的历史吧。
It's a history-making day for us.
这真是，要好好写一笔。西雅图 made it 到了 Super Bowl.
It's a big deal that we finally made it to Super Bowl.
那如果今天不幸赢了，那西雅图要翻了，要全城有 riot.
If we should win today, you know that the city will go crazy.
对不对？今天不得了，今天饭店等着瞧吧。
You see how busy the restaurants will be tonight.
今天是特别的日子。
So it's a special day for us today.
你知道要如果，当然我不知道很多人没有来，他们大概已经去那里了。
we might have some people who are there watching because we seem to be missing some people.
你知道从西雅图如果今天要去参加那个大赛
For Seattle to be in this huge competition,
要从你口袋里挖多少钱你才去得起
If you're to go watch this competition, do you know how much it will cost you?、
嗯、一个人
For one person,
票价
you have the tickets,
来回飞机票
plane,
旅馆
hotel,
吃住全包你猜你要会总共夯不浪赚钱一个人要从口袋里挖出多少钱你才去得起
Let's just estimate how much it would cost one person to go and watch the Super Bowl
我有一天问我就有几天我问一个人我说大概你要花多少钱假使你要去的话
I asked somebody that question the other day
他算一算哦一千块钱
He said about a thousand
我说 forget it 你没有五千到一万 forget it
If you don't have $5,000 to $10,000 to spend on this, you're not going to make it.
对不对？你现在上 eBay, 当然现在 eBay 已经没有了，这个票老早卖掉了。你如果前两天要上 eBay 买的话，你要带你的女朋友去，你那个票起码是5000到6000。
If you want to go on eBay and check for ticket prices, and if you want to bring a girlfriend along, it's going to cost you $5,000 a ticket.
所以每一个人都要打打算盘咯。
So if you calculate this,
那值得吗
Is it worth it?
啊，值得吗
Is it worth it?
你不想 impress 你的女朋友吗
Don't you want to impress your girlfriend?
在某种情况之下，就有一大堆的人就花了这个钱去了。
There are people who would spend that kind of money to go.
有的人想去，但是花不起。
But some people who will want to go, they don't have the money to spend.
确实想去。
They really want to go.
可是出不起这个钱。
But no money to go.
对吧？所以那你只好在家里等咯，看电视咯。
So you just watch it on TV at home.
所以这是一个价值观的问题。你认为值得，你就愿意出这个代价。
So it depends on how you value this thing. If you think it's worth it, you'll pay the price to do it.
Agree?所以在坐着今天坐在这里都认为那个不值得所以你们才坐在这里
All of you that are here today you probably all think it's not worth it that's why you're here
除了你花不起钱的以外
Except for those who just can't afford it
值得还是不值得
Is it worth it
这是我今天的题目
It's the topic of my message today
那一些所有听见神呼召的人
All those who heard the calling of God
每一个人就在想
They were all thinking this question.
今天要我回耶路撒冷。
If you want me to go back to Jerusalem today,
是一个荒郊，一个什么都没有的一个又不安全、野兽住的地方。
A place that was in ruins, completely desolate, and it's not very safe.
要我去那里重新开始。
You want me to go there to start over?
值得吗
Is it worth it?
讲敬拜神我们在这里不是我们有 synagogue 何必去那里敬拜神呢
We can worship God here in Persia We have synagogues
对吗我们这里每天有查经班
We have Bible study
我们还有诗班
We have choir
虽然不能献祭但是 It's okay
Even though we can't offer sacrifices But that's okay
所以每一个人都在那里想来又想去想来又想去
So everybody is sitting there pondering and making their choices
值得吗
Is it worth it
我要去
If I were to go
我要把我的事业放下来
I have to let go of my career
我要把我在这里舒服的房子放下来
I have to let go of the comforts of my home
我的朋友
And my friends
甚至有的人可能他的家庭
or even family members
我都得放下
I've got to leave all those behind
然后要跑好久的路
I've got to go a long ways
那里没有 blue jet jet blue 对不起
there's no jet blue to get you there
你得走去的
you've got to get there on your own two feet
我们的爸爸妈妈或者祖父祖母当年是走过来的现在要我们走回去
Their ancestors walked their way to Babylon Now that we got to walk back
哇值得吗
Is it worth it?
所以这是一个价值的选择。
It's a choice of your value system.
昨天我们有同工训练会。
Yesterday we had co-workers training meeting.
我们把九月我们夏令会的两位讲员 Dana 中间一位他的信息拿来重新复习。
We reviewed the messages of our brother Dana who spoke at our summer conference in September.
我们把他们印出来了，中文、英文都有。如果你们需要，我建议你们都拿一份回去好好再读一读。
We've got them printed out in English and in Chinese. If you're interested, I recommend that you read it.
因为我们觉得神借着他的仆人再次来提醒我们，我们为什么如此聚集。
I think it's a very important message that God reminded us again through our servant the question of why do we gather.
他也引用这段历史。
And he also referred to this history.
这段历史不但是发生在以色列人身上。
This portion of history not only did it occur in the life of the Israelites.
这段历史跟我们也有绝对的关系。
It has a lot to do with us too.
你说这怎么讲？
How do you explain that?
如果你去好好读教会的历史。
If you read the history of church,
你如果读到马丁路德的历史，
if you read the history at the time of Martin Luther,
你会发现马丁路德是在改教运动里面第一个宣布我们的基督教已经进到巴比伦了。
He's the first one to announce at the time of Reformation that Christianity is in a time of Babylon.
那个时候没有基督教，严格的来讲，那个时候是天主教。
Technically, there was no Christianity. It was the Catholic Church.
在整个的世界，天主教是唯一的，就是讲有信神、信耶稣这样的一个宗教。
At the time, Catholic Church was the only place that preached believing in God.
但是整个变质了。
But the core of its message has changed.
教皇在那里卖的是赎罪券。
The Pope was he selling?
Indulgence.
He was selling indulgence.
对，所以整个圣经神的儿女都没有看过，听都没有，这个根本没有印象，不知道圣经讲什么。
The Bible was not made available to God's children, so they don't really know what was in it.
那个圣经是用铁链锁起来的。
The Bible was chained.
那么马丁路德在那个时候他就起来，他说这个都不对。
So Martin Luther stood and said, this is wrong.
神的见证在地上已经被掳到巴比伦去了。
The testimony of God on earth has been exiled into Babylon.
这是在500年前马丁路德第一个讲这件事情。
And he was the first one to say this 500 years ago.
后来他就起了这个改教运动。
So then come the Reformation.
那么很多的东西就恢复了。
A lot of things were restored.
最有名的就是因信称义。
Most importantly, the principle of justification by faith.
但是从那一天起，所谓的更正教就开始。就是 Protestants.
That's when you have the beginning of the Protestants.
到了十九世纪。
Until the 19th century.
英国有一个弟兄。
There was a brother in England.
他的名字叫 D.N. Darby.
His name was Darby.
他也说同样的话。
He said the same thing.
他说今天的基督教还是在巴比伦。
He said today's Christianity is still in Babylon.
跟圣经所启示的完全不一样。
It's so different than the true revelations of the Bible.
变成许多的宗派、许多的传统、许多人的东西。
It's turned into a lot of traditions and a lot of denominations.
所以他就在那里大声的疾呼，基督徒啊，从巴比伦出来。
So he called out to the Christians to leave Babylon.
回到耶路撒冷。
To return to Jerusalem.
来重新建立那个倒塌的祭坛。
To rebuild the altar that had
那个摧毁的圣殿。
The temple that had
让神的见证在这个地上能够被人真正认识了解。
So the testimony of God can truly be seen and understood by people.
到二十世纪。还有的弟兄继续做这个见证。
And we have another brother who continued this testimony in the 20th century.
所以换言之，读过教会历史的人，读过圣经历史的人，就会来到一个共同的点。
So if you're a person who understands church history and Bible history, you'll come to this point.
就在主耶稣回来第二次回来之前。
That before the return of our Lord Jesus.
神在地上的工作是什么工作？
What is the work of God on earth?
神在地上的工作就是恢复的工作。
He's doing the work of rebuilding.
Recovery.
Recovery.
把那个变质的、 掳到巴比伦的东西再从那个里面带出来。
He'll take the things that have been exiled into Babylon and bring them to its true nature.
犹太人有两个出，一个是出埃及，一个是出巴比伦。犹太人的历史。
In the Jewish history, they had two exoduses, one out of Egypt and one out of Babylon.
这两个有什么不同？
And what is the difference between the two?
第一次出埃及的时候，埃及所代表的是这个世界。
When they left Egypt, Egypt is a, it represents the world.
那么世界的原则是约翰一书里面告诉我们，世界就是那眼目的情欲、耳目的情欲与今生的骄傲，这个三个灵就包括了整个世界的内容。
The spirit of the world is in 1 John, which is the lust of the eyes, the lust of flesh, and boastful pride of man.
所以神把我们从埃及救出来，就是把基督徒从这个世界的灵释放出来。
So as God freed the Jewish people from Egypt, He likewise freed the Christians from the world.
但是犹太人出了埃及以后，
But after the Israelites left Egypt,
有一段荣耀的日子，
They had a period of glory days.
但是后来又亡国了，
But then they fell again.
神就把他们弄到哪里去呢？弄到巴比伦去。
And God exiled them out of their own land into Babylon.
巴比伦代表什么意思？
And what does Babylon represent?
那么你如果到圣经的启示录去看的话，巴比伦代表的意思跟埃及所代表的意思不一样。
You'll find that in Revelation, Babylon has a different representation than Egypt.
埃及代表这个世界的商业、世界的情欲、世界的腐朽。
Egypt involves the world's glamour and its corruption.
巴比伦代表世界的宗教。
Babylon represents the religions of the world.
因为你如果去看启示录的第十七、十八章那里，你就看到那里是鬼灵的中心啊。
You find in Revelation chapter 17 and 18 that Babylon is the center of the evil spirits.
那么今天所有的地上的宗教，它的 origin， 它的灵头，通通可以追溯到巴比伦去。
You can find the origin of the various religions in this world today, you can trace them back to Babylon.
所以犹太人一直不放偶像，所以神说好，那我就把你带到偶像中心去。
God brought the Israelites to the center of idol worshiping because they liked it so much.
所以在那里你就会发现那个是一个宗教的世界的灵。
So you find in Babylon spirits of the worldly religions.
现在他们第二次 Exodus.
Now their second Exodus.
代表什么意思？
What does that mean?
从偶像的宗教里面出来。
Meaning that they were leaving behind them all the idols.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果马丁路德，如果达比在那边说从埃及出来，哎，那就不对了。他乃是对着教会的神的儿女说，从巴比伦出来。
Martin Luther and Darby is calling out to the church to leave Babylon.
就是今天神在这个末世的时候，他要做的一个工作，就是恢复的工作，从偶像形式的敬拜出来。
The work of recovery God wants to do in this day and age is to recover His church from idol worshiping.
偶像的崇拜的中心点是什么？
What is the center of idol worshiping?
我常常说这件事，偶像的崇拜就是把自己当作神，借这个偶像来发表。
Idol worshiping is calling yourself God.
No. You don't call yourself God. That's too much.
That's what you said.
借着那个偶像是神，你去拜他，但是你告诉他你要什么。
You call an idol God, but you tell him what you want.
他给你呢，你就很高兴。
If he gives it to you, you're happy.
他不给你呢
？And if he doesn't,
你就把他废了，另外找一个。
You get rid of him, you find something else.
看到没有？偶像式的敬拜是。以自己为中心的敬拜。
Idol worshiping is a very selfish worship.
是一切为我，上帝也是为我。
It's all things for me, even God is for me.
今天的基督教不也就是这样吗？
Isn't that the condition of today's Christian church?
这个基督教进到了一个地步，上帝的一切是为着我。
Christian churches have entered into a point where they think God is for you.
我们从来不想一想我怎么样为上帝。
But you don't think about what you can do for God.
这是今天基督徒很少想的问题，我怎么样为神呢？
It's a It's a question that Christians don't think often. What can I do for God?
所以这叫做宗教的巴比伦。
This is a religious Babylon.
今天神要在犹太人身上把他们从埃及带出来，从不但从埃及带出来，今天要把他们从巴比伦带出来。
Not only did God bring the Israelites out of Egypt, He now wants to bring them out of Babylon.
所以这个圣经里面历史是很清楚放在那里，就告诉基督徒我们有同样的问题。
So history tells us clearly today that we have the same problem.
我们不但要被从世界拯救出来，我们还要被从宗教的世界、宗教的灵拯救出来。
Not only are we to be saved from the world, we're to be saved from the religious spirits.
所以我们这次来看所罗巴伯要开始。
As we begin our messages with the vision of Zerubbabel,
我们就是要把这个东西抓得很准。
We want to understand this.
否则的话，我只是讲历史故事，毫无意义。
Otherwise, I'm just telling you a story in history.
这个历史跟你跟我有绝对的关系。
This history matters to you and me.
对犹太人有这个挑战性，对我们也有挑战性。
It's a challenge to the Israelites, and it has the same challenge to us.
以色列人在被掳之地要做一个决定，答应还是不答应。
The Jewish people had a choice to make whether they would go or not.
值得还是不值得。
Whether it was worth it for them to go or not.
出得起出不起这个代价。
Whether or not they were willing to pay that price.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们所有的基督徒要问我们自己一个问题。
And today all of us Christians ought to ask ourselves the same question.
神的呼召是清楚的。
The calling of God is clear.
问题是你愿意答应还是不答应。
The question is for you to answer it or not.
从今天开始，主若许可，我们就要来看这一群人叫做渔民。
So today, from today on, we will share the history of the remnants.
他们的意象，他们的摆上。
Their vision and the price that they paid for.
盼望我们看得清楚了，我们就知道今天的方向是什么。
I hope we can see clearly so that we know what our direction is.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当你的话解开，这个就不再是一个简单的历史，乃是你在历史中掌权向人说话。
When your words are opened, we see that it's not just mere history, but yet you're speaking to us through history.
你要人有反应。
And you want people to react.
你要你的儿女能够与你配合。
You want your children to co-work with you.
但以理与你配合。
Daniel did.
以西结与你配合。
Ezekiel did.
所罗巴伯与那五万人与你配合。
Zerubbabel and the other 50,000 people that returned did.
历史历代在教会中也有许多的人起来与你配合。
And all throughout church history, many co-worked with you.
主啊，今天来到历史的最后一段时间。
As we come to the end stage of history,
我们深深的相信你马上要回来。
We trust that you, and we believe that you're returning soon.
主，我们要走什么路，你也叫我们做一个决定。
And you want us to choose what way to walk on.
求你听我们的祷告，帮助我们。
We pray that you will hear our prayers and help us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.